it's a pretty amazing experience, and it's a pretty big deal for us. But yeah, a mixture of scared witless and excited as hell.
What did securing the certification involve?
Ooh, big job. Apart from the fact that we burn a lot of diesel, the actual process for running through the National Carbon Offset Standard involves pretty detailed measurement of the business's emissions and have those emissions then audited. And then you have to run around and find out a suitable project for offsetting those emissions. So it ended up being less trivial than we might have thought at first.
What does an offset program like this cost?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. For this business, we burn around 7 or 8 million litres of diesel a year, and that's by far the heaviest component of our emissions inventory. In total, our benchmark year suggests that we're around 27,000 tonnes of CO2 emitters, and yes, we put a lot of CO2 out, but we also do catch a lot of seafood. So the deal we've done with the offset supplier is over 5 years, so this total cost of the project's well over $1 million.
Patagonian toothfish are a prized eating fish, but the way they've been fished heavily has been criticised by environmental groups in the past. Are you trying to combat that negative image with this investment?
There's a little bit of that. The toothfish story is quite unique and it's now in a really happy place. Toothfish is certified as sustainable by the Marine Stewardship Council. In our case, it's endorsed by Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch Program as environmental best choice. And as a result of some of the work Sea Shepherd's done over the past 12 or 18 months, we're pretty confident now that illegal fishing in the Southern Ocean has been eliminated. So it's been an extraordinary journey. The carbon neutral journey's somewhat different for us. It's addressing maybe some of the same drivers, but we figure that it's a continuation of our commitment to sustainable seafoods. And so as primary industries, we are the ones that will be feeling the impacts of climate change before really any other parts of the economy. And it just seems a bit churlish not to be doing our part.
You purchased credits equivalent to 190,000 trees to offset emissions for 2016. I think you were saying that you've got a 5-year deal. Will you continue with this program beyond this calendar year and your existing 5-year deal?
Absolutely. This is really a commitment forever. I can't think of us backing away from it. The 190,000 trees is required to be planted every year to offset the annual emissions for the business. So over the 5-year commitment that we have with Carbon Neutral Proprietary Limited, that's a lot of trees. That's getting close to 1 million trees. So that's a big deal. But in the process, we're also looking, because of our marine connections, we'd love to think that there was projects in the blue carbon space, so-called. So that would be projects that were looking at the way coastal and estuarine ecosystems can basically take CO2 out of the atmosphere. But at this stage, the methodologies for measuring that are not available.
A move like this has environmental benefits, but does it also have commercial benefits for you in marketing your product as environmentally sustainable?
I think ultimately, we've certainly made a big deal out of our commitment to sustainability, third-party certification. We're blessed in that we have a couple of premium or luxury seafood brands that now allow us to have, if you like, the values that we build into all of our products move right through the supply chain and end up on menus and in high-end supermarkets. And that offers an opportunity to tell a story. And so if a premium piece of toothfish or a large prawn from the Gulf of Carpentaria is on a menu, then the chefs that are handling that want to make sure that it's not going to embarrass them. It's going to be not only a good eating experience, it's a safe eating experience, but increasingly it tells a story and it's embodying all of the values that we bring into really bringing that to the customers. I quite like the fact that we're not asking anybody for anything. We're just simply recognising that this is something we feel that we need to do, and we're getting on with it. And if in some small way that allows the broader community or our political leaders to think about climate policies in a more consistent way, then I'm a happy person.